In the book of 2 Corinthians, this is a couple of verses that are very familiar, but I want to look at them just kind of specifically today and tie it in with something that we see from the book of Psalms and a Psalm of David. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, I'm going to read verses 3, 4, and 5. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. So now these are verses that we've read a lot. We've heard those a lot. But let's think about those things today. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. So we do walk in this world. We walk in the flesh. And every single day, I mentioned when we started this program, the broadcast, I said there's probably something in your life that you're thinking about. As you're looking at today, your Tuesday, you look ahead towards today, there's probably something you're anxious about, uncomfortable about, worried about, stressed about, or just under immense pressure for. There's probably something about today that's robbing you of your joy. But we walk in this world in the flesh. So as we walk through the world, you can only see, you can see the thing that's on your calendar for today that you're anxious about. But you can only see it through the eyes of the flesh. You can only see it for what you can anticipate. You can imagine, and this is what makes it an anxious thing for us. You know, we think about it, we imagine it. It's stressful to us because we're imagining the worst things happening, the worst case scenario. And sometimes those things, you know, in the natural might be the most likely reality. But these are the things that we do. We walk through these things in the flesh. So you see them, you're aware of them with your imagination, with your mind. You think about the worst possible scenario, and that just weighs upon you. And it kind of builds up, and it builds up the stress and the tension level until you actually get to that event. And by that time the event is there, you're so worked up about it and so anxious, you're so expecting the worst, that oftentimes that's what happens. It's the worst that unfolds in your life. But that's walking through life in the flesh. Now, we are in the flesh. We only live in the natural world. But just because we live our lives in the natural world, and all you can see, all that your senses perceive, is just the things of this natural world. Your senses can't perceive the things of the spiritual. We walk through the natural world, but we're not merely natural beings. Now, we are flesh. You know, we do have these fleshly bodies. We do dwell and walk in this fleshly world, this natural world. But we're not entirely, even though we can't see the spiritual, we're not entirely natural. In fact, a third of you is supernatural, your spirit, soul, and body. And if you have accepted the work that Jesus Christ did, if you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, then a third of who you are is already supernatural. A third of who you are, because your spirit has been made new, your spirit has been redeemed, your spirit's been made alive, and the Holy Spirit dwells within you, thus Christ dwells within you. Your spirit is alive, and your spirit ties you directly to the spiritual realm. Because the Holy Spirit dwells in you, your spirit, a third of who you are, is tied directly to that heavenly throne, to the throne room of God. You are tied directly into those heavenly places. And that's why the Bible, when it talks about being seated with Him in heavenly places, this is exactly what it's talking about. We think of that in terms of, well, someday after this life, when the flesh is done, and I'm living in eternity, then I'll be seated with Jesus Christ in the heavenly realms. Well, that's true. But when you read those verses, you read them in context, it's not talking about future, it's talking about this is the reality of right now. You are, in the spiritual realm, you are seated in heavenly realms with Jesus Christ. Oh, you can't see it or perceive it because your natural senses can't see it. But that's the reality. So a third of who you are is not natural. It's tied to the heavenly. It's spiritual. So even though we walk through these lives in the natural, we need to remember that we're spiritual beings as well. And so even though we're tied here with this flesh to the natural, we're also tied with our spirit to the heavenlies, to the spiritual realm, to the supernatural things. So when Paul tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. This is the problem that too often takes place for many of us. Because we walk in the flesh. Everything your senses perceive and tell you, you walk in the flesh. We assume that our battles and our wars are fought that way. And we assume that the things that we anticipate or the things that we've seen in the past in the natural, we assume that by experience, well, in the past, given the situation and these circumstances, this was the end result. It was a bad end result for me. So that's the past. When we look ahead and we have things that we see, okay, I've experienced this before, and when I experienced this, this was the end result, and it wasn't a good thing for me. We anticipate it's going to be the same way in the situation that's ahead of us. But that means you're walking in this natural world, but you're not fighting the battles in the spiritual realm. You're trying to fight the battles in the natural realm. It's impossible to fight spiritual battles in physical strength. It's impossible to fight spiritual battles in physical strength. Now, I'm qualifying as spiritual battles some of those things that are coming up against you. You know, maybe it's something, maybe you've got a doctor's appointment today and you're worried because what they might tell you or what the tests are. Or maybe you've got an appointment with your boss today and you're worried about your job and the outcome, the future of your employment. You know, or maybe there's just something that you know already that is just weighing upon you. Well, if you try to fight those are spiritual battles. I'm qualifying those things as spiritual battles because it's the enemy trying to take things away from you, whether it's your health, whether it's your job, whether it's your finances. It's the enemy that comes into your life to kill, steal, and destroy, not God. God has come, is already here, dwells within you. God has already come to provide the victory in all those areas. So I qualify when you're looking ahead towards things you're anxious about, those are spiritual battles. And if you're looking ahead towards those spiritual battles that you face today, and you're trying to rely upon your natural wisdom, your natural remembrances, and you remember situations like this in the past, well, then you go into it and you're trying to fight those spiritual battles with physical strength, your own mental ability, your own physical abilities. It's impossible to win spiritual battles in physical strength. It's impossible. You can't do it. And this is why Paul is telling us, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh, because our battles are spiritual battles. The things that we fight, they're spiritual. It's the enemy of your soul trying to steal from you and to bring death into your life in any manner that he can. Death to your finances, death to your marriage, death to your family life, death to your job, death to your health. He wants to bring death in every area of your life. These are spiritual battles. Paul says, you can't, you're not fighting. You walk in the flesh, yes, but you do not battle in the flesh. Because our weapons, as it says in verse number 4, well, at the end of verse number 3, we don't war according to the flesh. Why? Because our weapons of our warfare are not carnal. In other words, they're not of this world. They're not of your strength. They're not of the world's strength. It's not of your ability. It's not of the natural. It's not even something that someone else can do for you. You might have the best doctor in the world who knows the best. Maybe he's cutting edge. Maybe he's the most brilliant doctor in the world. But if the most brilliant doctor in the world looks at the evidence, and the evidence says this is the disease, and the end result of this disease is death, you know what? That is all he has to go on. That's the only power that he has. Now, he can maybe do things to help stave it off, but if he says this is the conclusion, then that's the way it's going to be. That man, he's helping you, but he's not the one. He doesn't have the strength. He does not have the ability to bring about deliverance in your life. When you get to the point that the doctor, brilliant though he might be, says there's nothing else I can do. There's nothing else he can do because in the natural, there's nothing else to do. But this is why the weapons of our warfare are not natural. Because no one else in the natural has the ability to bring about the life and to bring about the deliverances, to bring about the victories that you need for the spiritual battles in your life. Nobody on the face of this earth can do that except Jesus Christ can. And it's the truth of Jesus Christ, and it's the power of his word, and it's the faith in his word, and it's the faith that causes you to stand upon his word and to speak his word and to enforce the things that he's already done that brings about the spiritual victories in those spiritual battles. Because physical battles cannot be won. They can be fought, but they will be lost in physical strength. Most of us go through our lives facing spiritual battles. because the financial battles, the health battles, the job battles, the marriage battles, you know, whatever those are spiritual battles. And we face those spiritual battles using weapons in that warfare of the natural realm. Either it's our strength, our abilities, our wisdom, or the strength, the wisdom, the abilities of someone else. And it will always be insufficient because you cannot win spiritual battles in physical strength. If you just think about it, it makes sense. Why would you try to fight a spiritual battle in anything but spiritual weapons? Does it not make sense logically that if something is not of the spiritual realm, it's not going to have any power or authority in the spiritual realm? So it makes no sense to try to fight those spiritual battles in physical strength or with physical weapons. This is what Paul is telling us. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for the pulling down of strongholds. There's strongholds in your life. And the weapons of our warfare, the weapons that we have as believers in Jesus Christ, as spiritual beings, as followers of Jesus, the weapons of our warfare are not physical. They're not carnal. They're spiritual. And they're spiritual for the bringing down of those strongholds. What are the strongholds in your life? What are the things that you just have not been able to get victory over? What are the things in this natural life that seems to always be overwhelming? What are the things that seem to keep you in captivity? What are the things that rob you of the things that you're looking for? What are the things in this world that are those strongholds? They're stronger than your physical strength. They're stronger than your mental ability. They're stronger than your emotions. They're stronger than you are, and you cannot get freedom from them. What are those things? Now, I've been talking about spiritual battles. Here's some other spiritual battles. And here's some strongholds. What about alcohol? You know, maybe it's drugs. Maybe there's a certain drug or drugs that have a hold over you. You can't overcome them. They dictate your life, what you do, how you spend your money, and how you live your life. Maybe it's pornography. Maybe it's any other kind of addiction. You know, there's plenty of addictions. These are strongholds in your life. And Paul understood, because this is God teaching, this is the Holy Spirit teaching Paul. Paul understood through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit understands those things that are strongholds in your life that you cannot get victory over will rob you of the promises of the things that are yours, will rob you of the things that Jesus Christ has already established for you. And that's the victory in every area of your life. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God. If you feel like when you're going up against those strongholds, if you feel weak, if you feel ineffective, if you feel powerless, that's because you're relying. Those are all signs that you're relying upon your natural abilities, upon your physical giftings. I don't care how strong you are. You can go work out at the gym every day and be obsessive about it and be the most muscle-bound, low body fat percentage, pure strength and muscle. It's not going to impress Satan at all. In your own strength. If you're not feeling, if you feel like there are strongholds in your life that leave you powerless, that you don't have the power, you don't have the strength, you don't have the ability, that means you're relying on your own strength. If there's strongholds in your life that you feel are far more powerful than you and you don't have the power, that means you're relying upon your physical strength. And I don't mean just your physical strength like your muscles, but I also mean your mental capacities, your ability to solve problems, your ability to figure out solutions and bring about victorious deliverances in your life. If you are facing strongholds, and we all have them, that you cannot, that you feel like are more powerful than you are, and you feel like you just don't have the strength and the ability, that means you're relying upon your physical strength. You're looking towards the natural abilities. Paul says that we walk in the flesh, but we don't war according to the flesh. If you feel like there's areas of your life that are more powerful than you are, then you're doing the first thing that Paul said here. You're walking in the flesh and you're trying to war according to the flesh. That will never, ever work out to your advantage. If there's areas in your life that you feel are strongholds and those strongholds make you feel weak, that's a sign that you're trying to war and battle spiritual battles in your physical strength. And you're not going to win. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're not of this natural world. They're not of your strength. They're not of your mental acumen. They're not out of your abilities. But they're mighty. They're powerful. They're strong. They're overwhelming. They're undefeatable in God. For the pulling down of those strongholds. If there's strongholds, if there's areas in your life that you feel are stronger than you are, that's the sign, that's the indication that you're trying to wage those spiritual battles in physical strength and it's not going to win. You will not. Because the weapons of your warfare, whether you're facing physical, whether you're facing emotional, whether you're facing health, whether you're facing finances, job, family, emotions, whatever you're facing, whatever those spiritual battles are that you're facing, your weapons are mighty in God for the pulling down of those strongholds. Don't rely on your strength. If you're looking ahead today at things in your day that you're worried about, don't look at the past, forget the past. If you look at the past, then you're only trusting in the flesh. Trust in the spiritual. Trust in the promises that are here, because this is who you are. You are a child of God. Trust in the things that He has for us.